Today's share in the Deir Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tof Mem Zayin, which is a very long and difficult Simen that deals with various mixtures on Pesach, when they are prohibited, when they are permitted. And we had spoken out yesterday in the middle of Sif Zayin, the Ramah. The Ramah had said that if somebody cut with a Sakin Shel Chometz, this sharp type of an item, and they did this during Pesach, yesh lahachmir. You have to be machmir over here. And the reasoning was, the stam sakin eino noki, because a typical knife is presumed to have pieces of chometz still attached to it. It was obviously a chometz sticker knife. Yesh lachu, and you have to be concerned, l'chometz ha-davuk alav, that there may be some chometz on it over here. So if you do this on Pesach, you have a problem. Now the Ramah continues, and he says, avol. Im nisarev oso darvah b'tavshil, if that thing that you cut, which you weren't allowed to eat on Pesach, that got mixed in with something else, then he says, ein lochush ulahachmir b'lesar misofik. In this situation, you do not have to go and be machmir to say that this new tarovis over here is also awesome because of the original potential, the concern that there may have been little pieces of chametz attached to the knife. And the Ramah concludes, and he says, "Kein nirali." This makel opinion seems to me to be the proper halacha. Now let's understand this a little bit better. In Siv Katan Pei Zayin in the Mishneh Berurah, he writes, "Afilu bepachus mishishim." Here we're talking about that this tarovis over here, there isn't 60 against the entire thing, and therefore, under the norm rules of batal b'shishim, it wouldn't apply. But since over here this is only a chashash, we don't have to be concerned. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says in Siv Katan Pei Ches. The lechush, that we should be concerned, the whole thing over here is shema, maybe, yesh peru ala sakin, that maybe there was a little bit of chometz still attached to the sakin, v'nidbak badover shechatacho, and then that little piece of chometz got attached to the thing that you're cutting. And now, that thing that you cut up is now mixing with something else. So therefore, in this situation, you don't have to be concerned. Then he says, even though, yeah, the stam sakin einonoki, even though the default position is that if you don't know for certain that the knife is clean, we have to presume that it's not. Nevertheless, here we can be makel with a new tarovis. Even though we don't know for certain that it was clean, we also don't know for certain that it wasn't clean. And therefore, you only have to be machmir in the first situation, the first taruvis over here, that you cut the knife and maybe that thing got a little piece of chometz into it. That's taruvis number one, so to say. Avalo taruvaso. But now, if it's get mixed in with something else, so then this is the quote, second taruvis, you don't have to be concerned about this. And he brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Kuf Chav Gimel. It says, I knew this is true. And this is true even if you didn't rinse off the sakin beforehand. There's an opinion of the Elie Rabbah. It's mashma as well from the Nar Shalom, the Beis Meir, and the Chai Odom that they all hold like this. And the reasoning is, the Mishneh Berurah continues, Kivan de mashahu eino elam midrabbanim. Because this whole idea of if there was chametz over here, it's only a mashahu, that whole din is a din derabbanon. As the Vilna Gaon brings down, you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Kuf Chav Dalet. And he says, this din is a din derabbanon, and that's why you can be makel with the second taruvis over here. Nevertheless, there are those that disagree. V'yesh me'achronim shemachmirim afilu ha-tarovos. And there is an opinion amongst the achronim that says, even in this situation, you have to be machmir. Deir Shir footnote number 117 brings down that this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Kuf Chav Hei, where he says the Magen Avraham, but also the Chok Yaakov and the Mekor Chayim. And Deir Shir footnote number 117 brings down the reasoning is of this machmir opinion, the Tama Dover, according to the Magen Avraham, Shemash Amru, Stam Sakim Enonoki. When we say that the default position is a knife is not presumed to be clean, it doesn't mean that it's a suffix whether it's clean or not. It means the Kavana is Vadai She'enunoki. When we don't know for certain that it's clean, then the default position is that it's Vadai unclean. And therefore, it's not a suffix of an Issa Derabbanan according to the Magen Avraham, but it's a vaday over here that this is an Issa Derabbanan. And therefore, you have to be concerned, according to the Magen Avraham. However, they would hold, however, in lo huda chasak mikodem. That would only be a situation that would be aser over here, you have to be machmer, if you didn't rinse off the knife beforehand. And therefore, if you did rinse off the knife beforehand, it would be okay. And therefore, ubehevsid meruba, under financial a loss, significant financial loss, olatzara simchas yantif, you have nothing else to eat, and you won't have simchas yantif, yesh lahaki, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion that we brought down earlier, that of the Elie Rabbah, and the Har Sholom, and the Beis Meir, and the Chayyadah. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim further, and he says, because of Chayyadim, the Basakinin Shechot Chimbo Lechem Bedino Senu. In the our countries where we cut bread with a knife, Yadua Shenidvak Bo Peru Chometz. Obviously, there's going to be on those knives still some bread attached, and therefore, in that situation, lochein afilu atarovitz aser in lo yidichus asach mikodem, chayadim would be machmir unless you rinsed it off. In that situation, he would say it's not a suffix, it's a vadai that it had chametz on it, and unless you rinsed it off, you couldn't use this taruvis, the second taruvis, as well as certainly not the first taruvis. This concludes the difficult sif zayin, and now we can go to sif ches. Sif ches tells us. You have olives over here that you cut with a brand new knife. It's a non-chametz-tikka knife. It's a, quote, pesa-tikka knife. And in this situation, even if you then take the olives after you cut them, you weren't careful to use them in a new utensil to go and be kovesh them, to pickle them, and you put them into a kli that may have had chametz in it previously. So the Mechaber tells us, nevertheless, if this utensil that you're pickling it in has not been used within 24 hours, muteres lukuliyama, then everybody would say that it's permissible to still use this on Pesach, to eat these olives on Pesach. Again, very short mechaber, but there's a lot to be said about this. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Peites, where he tells us, Aval, imasakin shechot kubo hazdesin, if this knife, instead of being a brand new knife, was in fact a knife that previously been used, it is an older knife, it's previously used. And the same thing would apply not only with cutting olives, then the Mishnah Berurah says, so if you were cutting radishes or onions as well, all of these are sharp things. So in this situation, the knife is an old knife, it's a chometz-tikka knife. So even if you know for a fact that it is clean, the eino ben yomo, it hasn't been used within 24 hours, mibli as chometz, for use for chometz, the afilu who called them Pesach. And again, you have a third qualification over here in your favor, that it was cut before Pesach, nevertheless, osur, kivin shu dovu chorif v'chanal. Since, as we've already previously explained, the dovu chorif can pull out the chometz, and it can make it be, even though it's a tam that normally would be lufkam, can turn it l'shvach, so in this situation, it would be osur. Now, in the issue footnote number 118, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shiva Malkum Hefsid Yesh Lahokil. That in an extenuating circumstance, for a financial loss, for example, then you could rely upon using this as long as the zeisim were cut before Pesach and the sakin was an eino ben yomo, because in this way you have at least shnei tzadim lohakim. He has a further discussion here, ayin shon, in the rest of this dirshu footnote. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'davko shenechtechu kodim shenosnu osom lichvosh." This is only true if you cut the olives before you started to pickle them. Then they're still full-fledged sharp. Or alternatively, or after they've been pickled and now they're sour. So she'oz mikre gamkein dover harv. Then they again have become a dover harv. It's only in the in-between state. Ma she'enkein v'nechtiku li'achar she'nosnu alei amayim. You started soaking them in water, but kodem gemar kvishosa, before they're fully pickled. In this situation, does lo mikre dover harv. So in this middle state, they're not Dover Harif anymore, they're not sharp, and therefore the Mayim Avato Harifosim, the water at this point removes their status of being Harif, sharp, and therefore they can't pull out the taste or turn the taste into a Shvach taste rather than a Pagam taste. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Umei Hazeisim, the water of these olives over here, Shenich Meshu Kodem Pesach, it was pickled in before Pesach, so this juice over here that you have, it was before Pesach, Afilu Chatochem Misakim Ben Yomu, even if you were to go and have cut these olives over here with a just-used knife. The knife had been used for chametz that very day, within 24 hours. Nevertheless, this pickled juice over here from the olives, gamkin mutul ishtosim v'pesach, you would be allowed to drink it even on Pesach, as long as imsinin min hazeisim, called in Pesach, as long as you made sure that there were no actual pieces of olive over here, because the olive would have the chametz directly in it. But as long as you got rid of the olives and you just had the juice over here, it would be allowed. You could even drink it on Pesach. Why? Because the taste of the chametz was there, it would be batel. And if it's batel before Pesach, it's not chozev inir, if it's not mamashus. There's no substance over there, it's just taste. Then he adds, v'im nisbashlu hazesim kodem ha-pesach. If the olives were actually finished cooking before Pesach, gam hazesim atzmon chozev yos mutarim. Then the olives themselves now become mutar, because the ayideh habishol, via the cooking over here, Niflatatam mikol hazayis me'echad l'chaveiro. The chametz diketes went from one of the olives into the other olive, so to say, and therefore umitzdar from kulan yachad levato plitas hasakim b'shishim. And now there's enough over here in all the other olives to be shishim against it, and it's before Pesach, so therefore it's bottle b'shishim and it's not chozer v'nir. Let's understand this a little bit more by looking in the issue footnote number 119. He says normally we say that Efshor lesochato osur. If there is something inside and you could, quote, squeeze it out, if that thing was osur, so then we still say that it's osur. And this is a din in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea, which we don't have time to go into fully over here. But nevertheless, he says, Shamaychul shabola isur. If you have an item that swallowed, took inside of it something that was osur, and it wasn't shishim against it, so that isur makes the whole thing osur. And then, now you recook it, and now, with all the other things that you're cooking it, there's more than 60 against the issur that went into the first item. So we don't say over here, sh'issur yotzer, that the issur left, and now it's nisariv in the entire 60 against it. Ella, what do we say? Hamaychal arisho nishar bisuru. We call this efshal esochetos osur. The original issur stays over there, and it's still considered osur. And therefore, v'im kein ein we should have applied that same rule over here. Nevertheless, the Morgan of Rum points out that this wasn't a bala isser over here. When it was balaed over here via the bishul over here, it was heter. And therefore, this would not be a similar situation of efshol esochato osser. Again, this is a complicated concept. If you're not familiar with it and you're being introduced to it for the first time, you may not have gotten it. Try to read Dirshu footnote number 119 again, and hopefully you'll be able to understand it a little bit better. Similarly, Dirshu footnote number 20 brings out another concept from Taruvos called Chaticha Nases Nevela. This is something that I mentioned previously. It's called Chanan. I think the other day I listened to the tape myself. I think I said Chanal by accident. It's Chanan. Chaticha Nases Nevela. And that means that once the Isser goes into something and makes it also, because there's not 60 against it, the whole thing now becomes an Isser, not just the Isser part that's there. So therefore, why don't we say that over here as well? So the Morgan of Rum brings down, again, this is later in the Dirshu footnote, you should read the whole Dirshu footnote to understand this better. He brings down, Hoel v'chomitz kodem Pesach adayin dover heter, the same idea, that it's a dover heter before Pesach, it's not a dover isser. And therefore, we don't say over here, chaticha nasis nevela, it's like the whole thing became nevela over here, because shelo omrim chaticha nasis nevela, beheter shenivla. At that time that it absorbed it, it was technically heter. There's no isser in having chometz in something, and therefore it's not considered chaticha nases nevela. Again, this concept over here of chanan, chaticha nases nevela, and the concept of efshel esocha to osur are very important concepts in Yeridea and dinim of taruvas. So again, to try to figure them out on your own, if you didn't fully understand this, it's going to be a little bit difficult, but try to read the issue footnotes 119 and 120 slowly and carefully, and be'ezus Hashem, you'll be able to better understand this. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and now he brings down Yesh me'achronim shemachmirim le'asar azesim af li'achar bishul. There are achronim that are even more machmir over here, and they say that even after the bishul that was done before Pesach, it's still not allowed. Ubemakum miniyas simchas yontif, the Mishnah Berurah paskins over here, and he says, based upon the Chayyadim, that if this is talking about where there would be no other food, and you would lose your simchas yontif, yesh lo hakilim yodea shasakin or yonoki, then you are allowed to be makel over here. If you know for a fact that the sakin was in fact clean, then you're allowed to be makel over here. The issue footnote number 121 brings down from the Makor HaChaim and Rabbi Kiva Eger, shedea zu, this more machmir opinion over here, holds Shemasha Kaimalon, Shemadover Heter, Omim, Shevshal Esochato, that which we pointed out, the Makel opinion that says that it's not Evshal Esochato Osir over here, it's Evshal Esochato Mutter because it was a Dover Heter, Ainza Ella be Issa Basa Becholov. That lenient opinion that says Shevshal Esochato is good only applies to Basa Becholov, but it doesn't apply over here to Chametz. Read this Dirshu footnote number 21 to understand why there's din over here of Efshel Esochato Mutter by Basar and Chalav. It has to do with over here that the Isser over here is considered weakened as opposed to by Chametz. Even if it's weakened, it's still Chametz, and therefore that's why the Psak Halach according to this Machmirim over here is that it only applies to Basar and Chalav and it doesn't apply to Chametz. Again, a somewhat complicated subject, too difficult for us to go through right now in our shir. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tzadi, where we said that even though you were not careful to pickle it into a new container, and you pickled into a chametz sticker container, as long as you cut it with a clean knife, we said that you'd be allowed to eat it on Pesach. As long as, over here, that container was not bas yoma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the oz, in a situation where it's not a bas yoma, it wasn't used within 24 hours, plitas hakdeira shenivla bazesim ayideh kvisha hulufkam. So the taste that it absorbed when it's being pickled in this chametz sticker keli is going to be lufkam, and therefore, it is allowed. But wait a second. If this is a dover chorif, it should make the taste lishvach, and therefore something that's not been used within 24 hours, which normally be lufkam, should be lishvach over here. Nevertheless, here it's mutter. Here, since you had to first put in water, it's going to nullify the sharpness over here. And it's only virak bo'inan shelo yishu shom b'chli chomet zaman rav sheitzcham subo. And as long as the water didn't stay in there for a long period of time, so the water became chomets over here, so then the oz chosev and asa chorev umash v'tam chomets habluah b'chli l'shevach. And then in that situation, it would turn the taste that was lufkam into a taste that was l'shvach. Ella, in this situation, yisalki mikodem l'chli pesach. Therefore, after it's been done over here, transfer it into a chli pesach, and then you don't have a problem. Now, he does have one caveat. He says, V'davka k'shamayim hayu yosem yazesim. That's as long as you have more water than olives. And then, halav hachi, if you had more olive than water, nishar azesim b'charifusim, then the water won't overcome the charifus of the olives. V'nei divrei mechaber mashma, from the understanding of the mechaber, the makdeira shenoslu b'azesim hayso bas yoma, implies that if this had been a bas yoma kedeira, mibli as a chomet, from the chomet there, it would come out, and therefore, asurin azesim liyochlam b'pesach, you wouldn't be allowed to eat them on Pesach, if it stayed there for a period of time of 24 hours. Because in this situation, the water would be nas and kovush, ayukum vushal. This would have the principle over here of being pickled in there. V'af to bishor shenas and kovush. Achar mi'es leis kvar nas obliyash b'socha kli lufkam. And even though you could say that the chometz was in there longer, so by the time that this was kovush for 24 hours, it had already used up the mi'es leis of the chometz there, and the chometz would be lufkam. Nevertheless, because of the chomutz over here, because of its sharpness, the charifus, mikol mokum kiven shacharifin kitzas yesh lahachmir. Therefore, we're machmir in this situation. And he says, ayin in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, imein abas yoma, he has a long arichas on this. Again, these are somewhat complicated sugyas. And he concludes and he says a couple of things. He says, after kamachronim etikul halacha divri ataz oshach mikol mokum einir lahaka lechatchila. Even though there are those that are meiko, lechatchila he passes, you shouldn't be meiko. But he says, b'shas adchak, nira d'yesh lusmoch l'hoka gamzed. Then even in these situations, you can be meiko. But again, this is an important bir halacha, which has a lot more details than I just mentioned, ayin sham, in this bir halacha. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Sadi Aleph, v'nei lefni ha-mavor l'kamen b'sif yod b'hagor, we learned previously in the Ramah, the anu machmirim b'nosin tam lefkan b'pesach, that we are machmir according to this Ramah, that if it's giving a bad taste, even on Pesach, it's going to be aser. In lahatir elim kein silka miakli chometz kodem alay laber Pesach. Therefore, if you want to go according to this machmir opinion of the Ramah, so then you should remove it from the container that it's in, the chometz container from it's in, before Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shiur.